Good Sunday morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer broadcast from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we start a new prayer guide, these are written, published every week, go out on Sunday mornings early. We're beginning week one of a two-week prayer focus on praying about living in a better kingdom. As we approach the national and local elections here in the United States and so much divisiveness that goes on within that, I wanted to spend some time praying about the kingdom that God has called us to be a citizen of. And yes, we do live here on earth, and we have some responsibility to those principalities, if you would, of this world. God tells us to pray for our leaders, to obey our governing authorities, to lift them up, to encourage them. And here in the United States and other places like this, not everybody has this option to elect leaders, to have a voice, a say in who governs us and who doesn't. And so I believe that those decisions should be made prayerfully and should be made in a way that we feel we can honor God. There are a couple issues that I primarily look at. I figure God can take care of who's in office. He grew the church under some of the severest persecution ever of Christians. And so I typically vote to protect the most vulnerable. And there are a lot of vulnerable groups in our society, I would readily admit that. But the ones who cannot speak for themselves, even more so than those who do speak and are not heard, are those who are dying, who are being murdered before they ever are born. And I know there are a lot of issues surrounding that. But it's one that I've been compelled to look for those who protect life. It's hard for me to grasp how you can value the rest of the oppressed of this world when you're okay with killing children, as somehow that is better for them than living. I don't get it. But regardless, we, as Christians, are citizens of a kingdom that is so much better. In the model prayer that Jesus gave in Matthew, he talks about God's kingdom come, his will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. When I teach about this and use that model prayer as a teaching outline, I ask often, how do you suspect God's will is done in heaven? My guess is it's done not only perfectly, but immediately. No questions asked. It's his kingdom. He's in charge. And what would happen if we lived as kingdom citizens where his will was done on earth as it is in heaven? And I know some of you, and probably many of you, are thinking, wow, if we could elect leaders who would do God's will on earth as immediately and as fully as it is in heaven, what an incredible place this would be. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking a little closer to home. I'm talking about your home and my home, your life and my life. What would happen if God's will was done in your life and in my life just as fully and immediately here on earth as it is in heaven? I think we would have a different attitude. We would have a different life. We would have a different family. We would have a different church family. We would have a different community. One of the things of the early church that grew in the midst of persecution was the character trait of caring for their own, for one another. And I believe we ought to help the helpless, those who are struggling, those who are oppressed. I also believe that God says that type of help belongs or begins with the family, with your brothers and sisters in Christ, with those who are your Christian family. But nowhere does the Bible indicate that it ought to end there. But it was the way the Christians cared for one another, the way they met one another's needs, that got the attention of those watching. It wasn't their giving to the poor in general. It wasn't helping the oppressed. It wasn't doing the good deeds that we talked about all last week. Not in a general sense. It was they looked out for one another. And that one another grew. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew. You see, the Lord added to the church as people saw that the church really cared for those that were a part of it. Sometimes there are two different models that churches tend to follow. And one model is they pour all of their resources and effort and energy into themselves and become a rather closed group. The other is they pour the majority of it into others, those who are outside of the church, while their own people suffer. And both of those are flawed. God has called us to live as kingdom citizens, to do His will on earth just as it's done in heaven. And as we do that, we love our neighbors. We love our brothers and sisters. We love our enemies. We do good to those who spitefully use us, who persecute us. You see, many of the things that Jesus taught us were things that, well, they weren't being done. He often made it clear, this isn't replacing what you should or what you're currently doing. This is adding to it. This is taking it the next step. When He taught about, you have heard it said, you should love your neighbor. I tell you to love your enemy. He's not saying quit loving your neighbor. He's not saying quit loving your family, quit loving your brothers and sisters in Christ. He's saying add to it. And this week we're going to be praying, and next week, about a better kingdom. A kingdom better than those of this world. I know we don't have a king here in the United States, and so the technical, to call it a kingdom isn't technically correct, but you know what it means, what I mean. The principalities we live under. We can live in a better kingdom here on earth. And it comes by selecting a better king. But this isn't a king you select through a ballot box, through a polling place, through an election of any kind. This is a king that you select by surrendering your life, being immersed into Christ, having your sins washed away, being buried with him so that you can live a new life as a citizen of his kingdom. And as a king, he expects and deserves, even demands allegiance, obedience, a transformation of our life so that we're more like the servant he created and called us to be. And as we live as his servants, we find that we are not just servants, but we are called children of God. One of those great verses in one of the epistles of John says, talks about how great is the love the Father has lavished on us. He's poured out on us. He's smothered us with, that we would be called children of God. And that is what we are. As we spend time today praying, consider your level of obedience. Is God's will being done here on earth in your life just as it's being done in heaven? You see, that's where it begins. And when you and I take up that challenge, as Jesus would say, as we daily take up our cross, we follow him. And God's kingdom does come. And his will is done on earth just as it is in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've created us. You've called us your own. You've not only brought us to yourself as your servants, but you've made us children, adopted us into your family through the blood of Jesus. Father, today I pray that we would be more personal about the changes that need to take place in our nation, or whatever nation we live in, as those that are watching and listening. May we make wise decisions, but may we recognize that the change that is needed in this world begins with each of us as an individual. So, Father, may we continue to love one another, even when we disagree, even when our priorities are different, even when the things that we are passionate about are different from those that our brothers and sisters have. Sometimes those differences are what God uses to accomplish a broader spectrum of tasks. As I spent this past week in Louisiana doing relief work and hurricane cleanup, brought down a truckload of diapers because those children, those young children, were something my heart was drawn to. But that wasn't the passion of everybody. If it would have been, then the distribution area would have been nothing but diapers. So it doesn't make the passion that others had of bringing food wrong, that they had of bringing cleaning supplies wrong. But it was the variety of passions that God placed within people's hearts and minds that brought together a variety of products that people could use. So, Father, as we talk about the things that are important to us, may we understand the importance that other things have to other people. May we value that. May we not look down on them for choosing different candidates in an election because they have different priorities than what we do. May we always look to you for those that would not only carry out our priorities and the passions that we have, but those that would honor you. And as your word tells us to pray about and to pray for, may we look for those that would allow us to live peaceful and quiet lives so that we can share Jesus most effectively. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities, our schools. I pray that they would recognize you as the one that we follow, the one that they ought to follow, that your will would be done by them here on earth just as it's done in heaven and just as it's done by us. May we set that example for the children that are watching. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for those as I'm working my way home from the Lake Charles area, and I think of all of the devastation that I passed on my way out of town. The work that was done this past week was great for those that received it. And yet there are others waiting. So, Father, I pray that as the South City Christian Church continues to reach out to their community, that you would empower them and equip them to do mighty things. Father, that even in the midst of this combination of COVID and disaster and destruction of property, that you would help them to find ways to reconnect as a church family and a church body. That the work that needs done on their building would progress so that they can come together in a central place to encourage one another. Father, may we not take for granted our ability to gather and to encourage one another. All the more as we see the day of Christ's return approaching. Father, I pray for those that are even now heading into Lake Charles to volunteer this week. For those that have signed up and are considering going down next week. May you continue to bless the work of IDES and those that lead, those that recruit volunteers, those that lead those volunteers on site, and those that help organize it also, it can happen. Father, today as we live life, may we consistently and constantly and always say yes to you so that your will is done in our life. Your kingdom comes in our life just as it has in heaven. May we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.